The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. It's Friday, and welcome to your BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, sorry, I told you we'd be a little bit late today, and yeah, it rang true. It is the 22nd of June, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Oh, Apple's wireless charging. It was so nice to see it unveiled last September, wasn't it? That's about as far as it got, didn't it? Yes, as most of you know, the iPhone X, the iPhone 8, and 8 Plus. Yeah, that's the company's first devices that include wireless charging. Remember that thing called AirPower? Well, if you thought I was going to sit here and tell you it's available now, no, it's not. We're still waiting until September, apparently because Apple still has bugs. And we know the AirPower is the really cool mat that allows you to charge three devices simultaneously. Hence, you can put your iPhone there, your Apple Watch there, and hell, your AirPods too. So what kind of bugs are we talking about here? Well, the biggest bug we're actually seeing from Apple engineers, they're saying that it's been overheating. Yeah, that's not a good bug to have. So they need to work out the kinks, hence it won't be released this month, and we're going to have to wait till September. Boy, I'm telling you, Apple, I think, really needs one hell of an exterminator over there, because it seems like there is a lot of bugs over there nowadays. Well, Google's promised, and they have delivered for their Google Home. Continuous conversations can now be achieved. You might remember they introduced this at the I.O. conference back in May, and today it's now available for Google Home, Home Mini, and the Home Max. Basically, what the continuous conversation allows is for the assistant, when you say, hey, Google, or okay, Google, you don't have to keep sitting there saying it all the freaking time. Basically, they're catching up with Alexa. Unfortunately, it's not available worldwide yet. Now, again, it's U.S. only, but Google is promised it will start rolling out elsewhere soon. However, though, if you are one of the lucky few that actually gets to use it, don't forget to turn it on. And a lot of people say, hey, wait a minute, I thought it was supposed to work. Well, you gotta go into your Google Assistant app first, then go to Settings, then go to Preferences, then go to Continue Conversations, and make sure you toggle the thing on. AT&T, the monopoly. Oh, I can't say that word. It's not true, is it? Well, as you've probably heard, AT&T, yes, acquisition of Time Warner. Yeah, it's just another company under their belt now. And they figured, why wait? Let's launch another streaming TV service for their U.S. listeners. The new service is called Watch TV. And although it hasn't launched yet, it's supposed to launch next week. It will include 31 channels with 6 networks from Viacom. Imagine that. Now, AT&T did kind of give a hint that say, yeah, we're going to be launching another one, which caught people by surprise, because as you probably already know, they have DirecTV Now. Yes, their other streaming service. This one, however, though, is supposed to be a bit on the more affordable side, as in $15 a month. Basically, AT&T's way of competing with Sling for $20 a month. As a consumer, I guess you get more choices. And heck, maybe you'll want both, Watch TV and DirecTV Now. At least you'll send the payment to the same place. Finally, we've got some hacker news for you. Well, kind of. What's the thing we value most on our cell phones? Battery life, am I right? Yeah. I wonder if there's an app out there that says, yes, we can give you more and more battery life. Would you believe it? Don't be stupid. Have you heard of an app called Battery Saver? Well, if you're an Android, you might have. And I know at least 600,000 of you have. Why? Because you're the ones that are infected now. Now, granted, it does do a little bit of cutting of your battery, to an extent. But it does a lot of other nasty crap underneath the hood that you don't even know about. Particularly the one where they point you back to Google Play Store, where you actually get to download a malicious app. After that, you'll get a scam alert, then you need to clean up your device, and we can help you do this. You know, all the stuff that you see on Windows. Well, here it is on your mobile. Problem is, though, clicking install or cancel will take you right back to the Play Store, where you have to download yet another app, where that app, yep, has more malware. I think it's safe to say at this point that it really wasn't worth it in the end to save a few percentage of battery, is it? And just so you know, if you are one of the unfortunate ones out there that have downloaded this to your device, have fun over the weekend doing a complete reinstall. Hey, if you got a story and no one else is listening, we will. Send it to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for all the goody BTN stuff. Podcast, blog, reviews, it's all over there. You can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech, I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us. Have some fun over the weekend. You can do it by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning to you on Monday. Yep, indeed. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a wonderful Friday and a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.